every year that our students do well, I think, oh my gosh, they can't top this. And then the next year, of course, they top it, which is amazing. So the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics hosts three major international design competitions in aerospace engineering. And the first is for jet engine type design, and the second is for spacecraft design, and the third is for aircraft design. And for the first time in the history of the AIAA, one institution has swept first place in all three. So a total of 26 students have graduated with a line in their resume that says that they are first in the world. The jet engine design competition was centered on a high-efficiency turboprop engine, and that was advised by my friends and colleagues, Professors Saeed Farooqi and Ray Tagavi, and they developed a design for an engine that was 33% more efficient. They used advanced materials so it would get hotter than a traditional engine. But for those muscle car buffs out there, the kind of power that we're dealing with here, 1,600 horsepower in an engine that weighs 136 pounds. So it's no wonder they took first in the world. It's an amazing feat. The second team that took first place, again, was our undergraduate spacecraft design team. And they did a Mars orbiting orbiter operating near satellites. And so for those historians around there, this is kind of like the Apollo 8 mission that would go around the moon, but they stretched it all the way to Mars. And they designed this incredible spacecraft that would go round and round. And they came in lighter and under budget with respect to their competitors. And that was advised by my friend and colleague, Professor Mark Ewing. And then we also took first place in aircraft design, and a number of students that came from around the world and across campus joined forces. So a lot of times an engineering competition is just thought of as, oh, a bunch of engineering students. No. We have an advantage here at the University of Kansas. We took advantage of a pair of architecture students who joined the team, and the renderings they did and their input on the aesthetics of the aircraft, not only was it the most efficient aircraft in its class, and it was lighter and faster and went farther, and it was less expensive, but it was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, and that's thanks in great part to our architecture colleagues and two students who joined. And we also had one student from the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology showing off our international connections and the international flavor. So we cleaned up, and our students did great. And this makes KU degrees, certainly from aeroengineering, but of course all over campus, more marketable. Our students are more highly valued. The unemployment rate among our graduates 6 months out is zero for this kind of reason.
It's really just amazing that year after year, I talk to you about your students, and you know, they've won another international award, beating out top shelf competition from places like Stanford and Georgia Tech. And it just amazes me that we've got such great students and apparently great instructors here too to help guide their efforts. Of these three first place awards, undergraduate jet engine design, undergraduate spacecraft design, and graduate aircraft design, three first place awards, which one of the three is the most impressive? Is it the graduate work, or are they just all unique in their own way?
It's one of these questions you don't ever ask. Which child is your favorite? No. They are all fantastic achievements in their own right, and they have profound implications for not only the students and the impression that the outside world gets of our department, but of course for the industry itself. So the jet engine design introduced some concepts that have been thought about a little bit, but Saeed Farooqi and Ray Tagavi's team actually put them all together, and they demonstrated that the thing works. And the same thing with Mark Ewing's Mars orbiter. They put it all together, and they made the thing function together. And in the aircraft design, it's a very holistic thing, and we keep winning in so many ways in aircraft design because we have a very diverse team that brings complementary talents. So I can't say which one is the best. No way.
You've talked about diversity before among your aerospace engineering students, and with regard to the aircraft design, apparently some architecture students as well. But you've made a point before in terms of diversity. KU graduates more, I don't know, minority graduates in this field than any other school. Do I have that right?
Right. So the University of Kansas Aerospace Engineering Department graduates more female award winners and more minority award winners and more underrepresented minority female award winners than any other institution in the world. And they are not simply just seniors that come out. Among the team, as amazing as one of them is Taylor George, who was featured here on KPR. And Taylor George is now a junior. She was a sophomore. So imagine putting a line on your resume that not only did you take first in the world as a sophomore, but now as a junior. So it's amazing.
I think she's going to get a good job one of these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if I can recall from the interview we did with her, she might even become an astronaut. Obviously, it's not unheard of. Kansas, with less than 1% of the population, has actually produced 3 native Kansas astronauts, which is quite amazing when you think about it. Steve Hawley works here, one of them. So congratulations to your students and to your department. And I guess we'll be talking to you a year from now when you'll probably come back with more first place awards.
Who knows what they're going to do.
All right. Well, thanks for being here with us, Professor.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it.